Over the course of 10 months, 86 people, friends, family members, fellow activists, former schoolmates, and even a few people Ben had never met, contributed an average of $35 to help finance the surgery, and Ben put the remaining $4,000 on his credit card. Bob and Gail, his parents, agreed to drive from Maine to Florida with Ben and used points they had accumulated through a Disney Vacation Club timeshare to book a hotel for the week-long stay. Gail is a 55-year-old middle school principal. Bob is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. On the eve of the drive south, Ben recorded a video of himself in a baseball cap with a wispy mustache and announced their departure with a big grin. On the road, headed south for the big surgery. Thank you all so much for all your love and support. I can't thank you all enough. I really am one of the luckiest humans on the planet. He and his parents narrated the bye-bye Tatas trip, as Ben affectionately dubbed it, for friends and family. Ben and his dad tag-teamed, driving through the night without stopping to complete the 23-hour journey. Along the way, there are posts from the Waffle House in Stevens City, Virginia, and a Dunkin' Donuts in Hardeeville, South Carolina. When they arrived in Vero Beach, Florida, Ben mugged for the camera, offering a big thumbs up. The drive down from Maine was taxing, but the emotional journey was far more arduous, as it is for most who undergo gender transitions. When I meet them in the doctor's office, Bob and Gail are sleep-deprived. While Gail has come to terms with her child's choice, Bob seems more ambivalent about the whole thing. As Gail recalls, Ben told his parents he wanted to look the way he feels. He's never been girly, and often went to great, often unsuccessful lengths to perform femininity. 5 years earlier, she told us she was dating someone named Joe, Bob tells me. She didn't tell us what sex Joe was, but I figured it out. Joe was Joe. His high school friends said, finally, they could sense it. Gail didn't quite get it, but thought, okay, no big deal. We've had gay relatives. My parents have gay nieces and nephews. It's not a major thing. We have plenty of friends that are gays. I told Ben, enjoy your life. Glad you're happy. Coming out as gay was no big deal, Bob agreed. It's a lifestyle choice. But this is huge. When Ben declared he was transgender, that was a lot harder to comprehend, Gail told me. Gender is more fundamental. It affects everyone around us. It has been an education, that's for sure. In November 2013, Bess started going by Ben, and a few months later, he announced that he would begin to inject testosterone. Bob and Gail saw it as yet another sign of their child's impetuousness. Ben was passionate about whatever he was into at the time, whether it was surfing, photography, or political campaign work. Would this be just another fleeting interest? They battled over his decision to transition. No, you don't need to go and start it in 30 days, Bob told him. You've got your whole life ahead of you. Just stop everything and seriously think about what you're doing here. He thought it was just another of his child's frequent whims. I was thinking, oh God, here we go again, said Bob. Bess was always a person who embraced different ideas, did totally different things. It was familiar in a lot of ways, but also way extreme. I mean, this is out there. He said to Ben, this is serious. You're talking about sex change and everything else. You need to seriously calm down and think about this. Bob and Gail were concerned that although their child had loads of friends, there was a kind of darkness at his core. He regularly slept until noon and had trouble keeping his room and his life in order. He seemed aimless, as though he was always searching for something but didn't know quite what it was.